It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Approximately 18,000 people in the Baltimore metropolitan area are living with HIV. The city also has one of the highest rates of new infections in the U.S. Many of those new cases develop among African-American men who have sex with men. That's a group of people often reluctant to get tested. As a way to reach them, the city decided it would host a ball. Partygoers can strut and dance on runways and also get tested for HIV and syphilis. The ball took place last week, and Maryland Morning senior producer Stephanie Hughes went to check it out. A heads up, this story acknowledges the existence of sex and sex toys. So if that's not something you're up for hearing about, you may want to take a quick break and come back to us in 7 minutes. Here's Stephanie.
One thing about parties that have a sex and public health theme, people are not shy about showing you how to put on a condom.
All right, on your mark, get set, sheath that dick.
Two healthcare workers race to put condoms on dildos at the Know Your Status Ball. It's at the Patapsco Arena in downtown Baltimore. One of them has a distinct advantage, namely that he's dealing with a smaller model.
And we have a winner!
We have a bat.
But mine's like 10 times bigger though.
But mine still functions, Murray.
Condom races are one of the activities at the ball. But the real reason people are here is for the runway.
If you're walking Virgin Runway, line up behind Mr. Dreads right there, please.
The runway is a place where people are able to show their stuff in whatever form or fashion they want to. There are men in drag and transgender women, all competing for prizes in different categories. This is a community that has given birth to fashion designers and choreographers that is thought to have influenced Madonna and Beyonce. And the judging can be pretty harsh.
Girlfriend, it's not going to work.
They called that one over there, Bo-Tina.
It's just not going to work. You know why? It's just not going to work. I want you to walk this way, right? Come on with me.
These kinds of balls have been around for more than a century. They're places where young men and women could go as they figured out questions of gender and sexuality. Most people who attend belong to a house, which is kind of like a fraternity. And many of the houses have high fashion names, such as Balenciaga or Ebony. Bam, who lives in Baltimore, first joined the House of Ebony when he was 16.
What attracted me to them was the fact that it was just a crew of real dudes that I really felt comfortable with being around. I haven't transitioned to any other house because I just know I'm an Ebony to the day I die. It's my blood. They're me. I'm them.
Balls take place all over the city, and the country for that matter. But they're not usually paid for by city governments. This is the fourth one held by Baltimore's health department. They're hosting because they really want the people here to get tested for HIV. And it's a group that can be hard to pin down.
They don't go to places where testing is easily available. A lot of the prevention messages are not really geared necessarily towards them.
Patrick Chalk is with Baltimore's health department. He says that over 40% of new cases of HIV in Baltimore are among African-American men who have sex with men.
The men who have sex with men community is a close-knit community, so we have to go to their venues where they have clubs and stuff and begin to build relationships with those club owners and the people that are there.
So, beyond the runway and the people dressing, a line of health department employees is at the ready. Deborah Macklin is one of them.
Just giving us consent to draw your blood and test you. I need your signature and today's date.
Macklin is testing for syphilis as well as HIV. That requires a blood test as opposed to a cheek swab. It means people won't get the results back for a few weeks.
Have you ever had an STD? Syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, any STDs?
She also asks about drug use and sexual preference. The whole test takes about 5 minutes. Nearly 500 people attended the ball this year, and about one-fifth got tested. Jose, who lives in Baltimore, was one of them.
Getting tested, like, I'm a little nervous, like, not because I think I have anything, but it's just like, oh my gosh, I just got tested, you know what I mean? But whether it comes back, oh Lord, please negative, but you know, God forbid, if anything else comes back, it's really good to know.
Last year, 7% of those tested were diagnosed with HIV. The year before, it was about 5%. That's a really high yield compared to other venues where the health department offers tests. The ball costs the city about $7,000, just a fraction of the city's overall outreach budget, which is $1.4 million. But it's clear that testing at the ball is still a hard sell. People are there to dance and have a good time. Andre Mizrahi, who's a leader in the ballroom scene, said it's hard to get people in the testing mindset.
I don't think at 11 at night you would want to even take a test to think about that for a few hours if you're going to come up positive next week or whatever. So I just think sometimes it's hard to even do it in here.
Lots of people in the ballroom community are also dealing with poverty and tough home situations. And while it's a very open community, there's definitely still stigma around HIV. Kali Lindsay is with the National Minority AIDS Council.
When HIV really came on the scene, it was something that was killing everybody. So the way that we dealt with that was by essentially putting up kind of, a resistance or an attack on HIV because we just wanted to avoid it at all costs. And that transformed into avoiding all people with HIV as well. So because people fear HIV so much, it's really hard to move past the stigma because nobody wants to get the virus.
Lindsay said that a lot of people don't realize it's possible to live a long, healthy life with an HIV diagnosis. He was diagnosed with HIV himself when he was 23, and he said it was one of the hardest things he's ever dealt with. That's why he said following up with people who do test positive is really important.
We also do a horrible job of losing people once they get to their first visit. We don't know why, but we can't just think about the event. This event just has to be the beginning of a relationship that we make with individuals who may become diagnosed with HIV that night because we have to make a commitment to those individuals that if we come and we provide this information to them in this format, that we're going to do everything that we care to get them the services and the treatment that they need to be successful with the information that we give them.
Andre Mizrahi said that if people do test positive, then they have to accept it and move on with their lives.
To accept it, grasp it, you have to, that's like if you catch cancer, you have to accept it. You know, whatever you catch in life, you have to accept it. You know, sugar diabetes, anything, you know what I'm saying? It's like whatever you do in life, how could I fix this? Let's fix this because I do not want to die like this. So do what you got to do. Don't just let it just take you.
So this ball is about runways and dancing, getting condoms, and getting tested. But more than that, it's about learning who you are, whether that's a legendary drag queen or someone who's new to the runway, a transgender woman or an HIV-positive man. And it's about being comfortable with who that person is, both on the runway and beyond.
Senior producer Stephanie Hughes. You can see photos of the ball at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Next on Maryland Morning, from diagnosing HIV to helping those with HIV become organ donors. Stay tuned to 88.1.